Hey guys, this is Jenny Allen, and you are listening to the Made for This podcast.
Hey Jenny.
Hey Chloe.
How are you? How was Thanksgiving?
It was good. It was a busy, busy week for us, but we had a lot of family here. It was fun. What about you?
Kind of a weird week being sick. So it was a lot of quality time watching Disney Plus and being fed leftovers by my gracious, wonderful in-laws. So
Disney Plus is all the rage. Oh my gosh. My kids, every age was begging for it. We haven't given in yet.
I don't know. I got it free through my mobile plan and it's pretty worth it. I'll say that. So anyway, I have something fun I want to talk to you about today that I feel like is a little bit of our anniversary, because we have been doing this fun thing together for probably, what are we, going on year six or five or six now? And it's the Dream Guide, and it's Dream Guide time.
It's the first time we worked together. It was. Ever. I called you on the road, traveling home from Thanksgiving, exactly right now, and years ago. And I said, hey, you know, you want to come work for me? We had never met. And yeah, this is the first thing we built together.
I love it. It's like one of my favorite tools that you ever dreamed up. And I guess I've never actually really asked you, where did you originally come up with the idea for the Dream Guide?
Well, it wasn't cutely named. Originally, it was just we would work through different categories of our lives, all the categories that you'll find in this thing. And we would work through all these categories. And it just, yeah, I think it was just such a good reset for us. And I love resets. I believe in resets because we oftentimes get into bad habits, or we're just not accomplishing the things that we wish or had set out to do. And I think a reset allows us to kind of reevaluate our lives and how we're spending our time and our money and our gifts. And yeah, I love it. I'm such a sucker for a new year. It's actually my favorite time of the year because everybody's got margin and they can actually, you know, think about things like this.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. And for anybody listening right now that has no idea what you're talking about, the Dream Guide, define dreaming. What are you talking about when you say dream?
Yeah. So really simply, I just mean to take the things that you've been given in your life and to bring them before God and before friends or family that love you and ask, like, God, this year, what do you want me to do with these things you've given me? And that can be anything from time, gifts, money, resources, relationships. And I think dreaming is something God obviously is very good at. We are built to do that too. I know some people are naturally more inclined to do that than others. And that's really why I built this, is because it helps those that maybe aren't prone to, you know, think about their lives and to dream with them. It helps. It's a guide to help do that.
Okay. So let's get practical here. I am just dying to know a few things that you are already thinking about and wanting to work through as you do your dream guide.
Yeah. So we'll pull out the one from last year, and I already know some things that it says that we did, you know, accomplish, and we were prioritizing better this year. And I'm excited about, you know, looking back, but there are some kind of red flashing lights of things that just did not happen, like all of us, where I, you know, and specifically, I think one for me is just local church. Like, what does it look like to serve in my local church? It is haunting me. I am such a local church girl. And while I run a massive organization and I'm a writer and all these other things, all of that has always been birthed for me out of local church. So that is going to be one that I'm really praying through and that Zach and I are talking through this year, because I just feel like something's missing there. And so, you know, that's a good example. I mean, it really does walk you through each, you know, component of life and how it is that you're, you know, doing in that. You get to look back to the year before and ask, you know, what was great about this last year? Like, where did I see growth? And oh, there's so many ways that I'll be able to do that and see that. And then to looking forward at new circles of life. I mean, Connor comes home now and he has lots of friends with him from A&M. Like, we have new circles of people that we're loving and investing in that we didn't have 2 years ago. So it's just a chance to kind of go, okay, how are we going to prioritize neighbors? How are we going to prioritize friends? How are we going to prioritize our kids in unique ways and the unique ways that they need it this year? And so it just helps you be more intentional. I really believe that's the gift of the new year is just, it's not building these goals that are unattainable. It's not necessarily talking about like losing pounds or, you know, all that, although, you know, health is definitely on there. It's more about just being intentional with what we've been given and how we spend our lives well. So I'm going to walk everybody through it. I recorded something for you guys to get more of a picture of what it looks like to go through this. And we hope all of you will go download it. It is available right now at jennyallen.com, JennieAllen.com.
So one of the most exciting things we do in the beginning of the year, every year, at least the last four or five, is we release something called the Dream Guide. And you guys have loved it. You guys have used it. In fact, last year, I think there were like 20,000 downloads of it. It's crazy how many of you start your year with it. And so we want you to know it's out. You can get it today. You can get it. And so, yeah, we're releasing it earlier and earlier because you're thinking about it and wanting to make plans to use it. So we have it for you right now. So let me tell you about it. If you've never done it or never heard of it, let me tell you what it is. It's a chance for you to reflect on the last year and to dream about what is ahead. And Zach and I have done this our entire marriage. Usually we would do it while we were driving to see family or driving home from seeing family after Christmas. And what I would do is I would just take my Moleskine, which I always was journaling with at the time, and I would write these different categories. And together while we drive, we talk through, you know, how did this go last year and what do we want to do differently this year? It's everything from physical, working out, to spiritual, spending time with God, but also big ideas and dreams that we have and what does it look like to do relationships in our neighborhood better, you know? And we always walk away with probably a handful of exciting, fun things that prior to that we wouldn't have thought of. Now, some of you aren't married. You're not going to do it with your husband, but there is a value in doing it with somebody that knows you. So I would gather a few friends and say, let's do this at the beginning of the year. And maybe you do it right now, you know, before everything gets crazy. But I do think there's something so important and special about when the year turns because I don't know. I love clean starts. I love to be able to go, okay, let me wake up and start back in my routine rather than the things I've let go towards the end of the year, which we, let's be real, we all let a lot of things go at the end of the year. So let's talk about dreaming for a little bit, why I care so much about that. Does God care about that? Is that something we've created on our own or does God care about it? God is a dreamer. He is a dreamer. And part of his redemptive work in the world is to have his people dream of how to make it better. Y'all, we are the hands and feet of Christ today on this earth. And the way that we redeem it is by taking, Tim Keller talks about taking chaos and causing thriving. And so how can we take chaos and cause thriving without dreaming of a world that is better? And by a world that is better, sometimes that's within our four walls. Sometimes that's within our own body. Sometimes that's within the greater world that God's given us. And so dreaming is such a heartbeat of God's. And you see him do it throughout scripture. You see his people do it throughout scripture. And you see people today doing it with their gifts in the world. So yes, God cares about this. And let me tell you how simple it is. It's really just looking at what God has already given you. I wrote a book called Restless, and that might be helpful for you in this, but it talks about laying out the grid that God has given you specifically in your place, with your people, with your passions, with your gifts, with your past, with your history, with your scars and stars. Like, what does it look like to take all that God has given you, the threads of your life, and to obey him with it? Y'all, it isn't complicated. I mean, it's funny. Restless is pretty simple. It's the things that are already in your life. How do you take those things and dream with them? Okay, so let me walk through some of the parts of this guide. Hopefully you're already on JennieAllen.com downloading it, but here it is in case you aren't. So we're going to talk about what we're thankful for right now in our lives. There are four categories to this guide. The first one is spiritual, and you're going to take a look at two questions first. You're going to look back at your last year and say, how did you grow in the last year spiritually, and what are your goals? And then you're going to walk through these different places of spiritual service, spiritual connection with God, different components of your life spiritually. You're going to work through those and process both how you want to grow in this year and how you grew last year. And then next, we're going to look at relational. We're going to look at your relationships. Who are the people that you want to invest in this year? Who are the people you need, and who are the people that need you? So we're going to look at our friendships. We're going to look at marriage, if it's applicable, kids, if it's applicable, and then also extended family, neighbors, coworkers. How are we investing in those relationships? And then we're going to look at personal, our personal health, food and exercise, books we want to read, dreams and memories we want to make, travel we want to take this year. Work, we're going to look at our finances, our personal growth and education. Because I think so many of these things, if you don't think ahead about them, the year goes by and you have done nothing to invest in yourself, to invest in your creativity, your work. Some of the highlights of my year in the past year have been the time and the money that I've spent in investing in creativity and life coaching and people that could help me take greater ground for the kingdom this year in my job, but also my family and my personal life. And then all of us have projects. We all have different types of projects that we're working on, different types of ministries that we care about. So you want to look at your giving, but also your time and where are you spending it with the projects that God's given you and the passion he's given you. And then we added some conversation cards, a little scripture. We want you to talk about this with other people. We want you to talk about this with your good friends. If you have good friends that actually could be brought into this part of your life. And we do this with our small group. So first my husband and I do it together and then we take it to our small group. It's so cute. Last year, my small group, it was their idea. They all downloaded the dream guide and did it together. And then we all came together and gave our answers. And it was so fun to hear the different ways we all were dreaming and to be able to hold each other accountable to those things as well. So you guys, we care about you so much. And our hope is that these different tools are causing you to grow. They're causing you to think differently, to come out of the box of the ways that you're currently thinking and to help you dream bigger. And that's why we build these things for you. So I hope this is a super simple, fun way for you to start your year, to end this year and to start the next one. So let's go. 2020 is going to be the greatest year. I believe in it. Y'all, If Gathering is around the corner too. So be sure that you're signed up. Be sure you're hosting an If Local in your home or in your church if you haven't thought about that already. Galatians 6, 4 through 5 says this, each of you must take responsibility for doing the creative best you can with your own life. Isn't that great that we are each doing the creative best with what God's given us with our own lives? So I believe in you. I believe in the power of each of your individual lives and your individual places doing the things that God has prepared in advance for you to do, scripture tells us. So you guys, we're uncovering what God has for us. It's not about us creating awesome new ideas. It's asking him for what it is that he wants to do with our lives and our time. Let's see what God does in this next year in 2020. I believe him for huge things. I believe this is going to be a year where, yes, there's a lot of dissension, and yes, there's going to be all kinds of conflict around us. However, I believe this is a year that the people of God are going to rise, and they're going to be peacemakers, and they're going to be able to bring hope to dire situations. So we need each other to do that. We can't do that alone. So come on, be a part of IF and download the guide, and let's dream big dreams.
Everybody, what's coming up with the podcast? It has been so much fun. I think both of us have been shocked at how much we love doing this and how far it's reached. And so we want you to know we are going to keep building things that serve you here. And we love this community and we want to really bring helpful resources your way in the coming year. And we've already been dreaming a little bit about that. So Chloe, why don't you mention some of the things that are coming up?
Yes, we have a really fun season coming in January, you guys. On January 28th, we start season 3, can't believe it, and it's all about get out of your head. You've probably heard us talking about this, but Jenny has a new book coming out, and it is around the verse, take every thought captive. So if the Bible says it, then how do we do that? How do we practically do that? And so this season is going to be legit. Every single interview and episode that Jenny has done are just practical, helpful ways for you to get out of your head, stop that spiraling of toxic thoughts that go on in all of our heads every single minute of the day. And we just have some interviews that you do not want to miss, I promise.
Well, and we've got some Christmas episodes coming up with my family, with my mom and my sisters, and also my kids and husband. And it's going to be such a fun December too. So if you haven't yet, subscribe right now. Go subscribe and review and rate the podcast because it has stayed at the top of the charts, you guys, because you all have invested so much here. Listen, shared with friends, rated and reviewed. I just am so, so grateful. So thank you for doing that. It does help. It helps other people find it. Yeah, it's just built this community in such a powerful way, and we're so grateful.